Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you are all doing really, really well, and I'm really excited for today's episode because we are going to be doing a live interactive podcast episode. Yes, well, it's not live when you're listening to it, obviously. I'm recording this a week before, but you're going to be doing some of these rituals and practices live with me. Well, live for you anyway. So I hope you're really, really going to enjoy this. I'm going to be giving you the full download on Lionsgate, what to expect, why this is the supposedly the most abundant day of the year, and what you can do. And I'm going to give you some prompts, rituals, and guides to follow this Lionsgate to supercharge your desires and fearlessly, because we're in Leo season, fearlessly manifest the life of your dreams this summer. So I just want to start off by saying, first of all, thank you so much, everybody, for all your love and messages and kindness on the Twin Flame episode a couple of weeks back. I was blown away, well, surprised but not surprised, by how many people were impacted by that podcast. I wasn't surprised because I know how many people there are out there who want help or want guidance or want to understand that process more. But I was equally surprised as well at how much that episode really resonated with so many of you, helped so many of you, and helped just make sense of a very difficult time of your life, make sense of a very, you know, unique experience that twins go through. So I'm really, really, really grateful for everybody's lovely messages and comments. It honestly means the world. And I might even do another episode soon on some more information about twins, because I realized listening back to it after it had been edited, I was like, oh yeah, I missed that. I didn't talk about that. So I feel like there probably could be a part two at some point, just with more information and yeah, like more, and maybe answer some of your questions as well on it. So I think that would be really cool to do a little Q&A and then go into everything I forgot to mention in the first episode. It happens every time. It was an hour long. How I forgot anything, I don't know. But I listened back and I was like, oh, I wish I'd said that now as well. So yes, I definitely will do that. And also, I am absolutely enjoying my time off. You may or may not know that I am in a summer break at the moment. I've got 1 and a bit months left. So I'm about 3 months, what am I saying? 3 weeks, not 3 months. I'm that chilled. I think it's been months. 3 weeks into my break so far. And it's just been so amazing to slow down and have the space to, yeah, be really spacious in my day and welcome in creativity and downloads and just focus on the things that I want to focus on. And, you know, a lot of you have asked me in person when I met you, a lot of you at Happy Place Festival, which was so much fun. You know, are you enjoying your time off? And I was like, too much. I'm enjoying it too much. And obviously I'm only 3 weeks in, but I definitely don't feel like I miss work. And don't panic, everybody. I am coming back. And I'm also not working either. Like, I'm recording these solo casts every 2 weeks. You know, I'm obviously doing little bits in the business. I'm still posting, like, when it feels good to. So I definitely wouldn't say that I'm 100% not working at the moment, but obviously it's very, very minimal stuff. So for me right now, obviously I'm only 3 weeks in. I definitely feel like I'm really looking forward to the next month and a bit to really just go deeper with it, enjoy it. And I've got so many exciting things coming up as well. My birthday next month, trips, little things that I'm doing. I've got a brand photo shoot this week. So there's lots of cool things that are happening and I'm just really enjoying being present with those and present with myself as well and present with what's coming up through this time off as well. But you're not here to hear about that. You are here for Lion's Gate. So yes, it is that time of the year again on the 8th of August. So you've got a couple of weeks. But obviously I wanted to get this episode out as soon as possible so that you could have the download, know what to expect, prepare and create a little ritual as well if you want to. So I know it's a little bit early, but at the end of the day, better to know the information ahead than panic the day before, right? So Lionsgate essentially is a portal of energy, so to speak, that opens up on the 8th of August every single year. So it happens once a year, Lionsgate, and it happens when the sun is in the sign of Leo. So we're in Leo season at the moment. And it's basically what happens is when Orion's belt, the sun and Sirius align in the sky, that's what creates this portal of abundance and manifestation. So arguably a lot of people say, you know, is this the best day of the year to manifest? I think there's lots of great days of the year to manifest. I don't believe exclusively Lionsgate is the one and only time. Definitely not. There are obviously like New Year. The solstices and equinoxes are great. Obviously, you know, we've had summer solstice recently, which was a fantastic time to manifest. So I think there are opportunities throughout the year. Do I think this is the most fun time to manifest? Absolutely. Like a whole day on manifestation, that is what, you know, Lionsgate is. But I don't feel it's the only, you know, the only time of the year that you can manifest. You can manifest every single moment of every single day. And I think that's why Lionsgate gets a little bit of hate, because people are like, you can manifest every day. Yes, you can manifest every day. We are manifesting every single day. But why not have a day of celebrating manifestation? You know, they have like National Tea Day, like National Bestie Day. So this is National Manifestation Day. That's all I see it as, where we're celebrating manifestation. We're setting some kick-ass goals, we're having fun, and we're living our best abundant rich queen life, right? So that for me is how I see Lionsgate. But obviously there is more of a like technical side to it, where Orion's belt, the sun and Sirius align in the sky, and that's what creates the Lionsgate portal. Now obviously with any portal, any kind of like equinox, solstice, kind of like spiritual event that happens in astrology, you do kind of feel the energy a couple of days before and a couple of days afterwards. So before people ask me, do I have to do this on the 8th of August? No, you can do it a day before, a day afterwards. The universe is not going to be like, absolutely not, Abigail, you manifested on the 9th of August. We're not making that happen now because you didn't do it on the 8th. Sorry to any Abigails out there. You are manifesting your dreams, hun. So definitely don't sort of like force yourself to do this. Like say on the 8th, you feel like absolute crap and you're like, I just want to sleep, rest. Maybe you're busy at work. Don't panic. The 7th, the 9th is fine. Like you are doing your best. You are showing up in your best way. The 8th is obviously optimum, like prime time to do it. But again, do it when it feels right. Because that is always the best spiritual practice anyway. But before I dive into more of the reasons why Lionsgate is abundant and what we can expect and rituals, blah, 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 I actually want to talk about a little bit about the energy at the moment as well, because the collective energy at the moment is really, really interesting because we're in 7 retrogrades right now. Yes, 7. Don't ask me to name all of them. I know Venus is one of them. And I think Jupiter's another one as well. Don't ask me to name them. I'm not the resident astrologer here. Part-time enthusiast who just likes to share this information with you. So yes, we're in seven retrogrades that can be easily Googled and you can look each one up. But the most kind of potent one at the moment is Venus retrograde that went retrograde on the 23rd of July and goes direct on September the 4th. So it's about 40 days every 18 months that Venus goes into retrograde. So Venus obviously highlights the themes of love and relationships for us. It highlights self-worth, how we view ourselves, our body image, and it also highlights our financial relationship as well. So how we're spending money, saving money, and our interactions with money. So I didn't actually know that Venus represented money. I always thought it was love and relationships and self-image, but yeah, it definitely does reflect money as well. And it's so funny because when I was in Paris a couple of days before the retrograde, literally every single one of those things, like past relationships, self-image, and money came up, and I was like, oh my God, why are all these things like triggering up? Why am I feeling weird about these things? Then I realized and I was like, oh, Venus retrograde, hello. So if those themes are coming up for you right now, you can thank Venus gratefully for these lessons and blessings and things that are coming up. So how you can support yourself during that Venus retrograde is reflect on your relationships and values. So look at your relationships and your dynamics at the moment. All your relationships, not just romantic, you know, how are they serving you? What's not serving you? I've actually as well seen a lot of people posting in the Law of Attraction support group and on my Q&A on Instagram as well about friendships and how people have had friendships fall away. They feel quite triggered by a friendship that, you know, dissolved a few years ago or like, you know, fizzled out, and maybe there was like some betrayal with that. So actually now I'm even reading this, I'm like, oh my God, I've seen loads of people posting about friendships at the moment as well. So definitely do include your friendships as well. Heal those emotional wounds and seek support. So obviously Hurt Healing Healed, my number one best-selling book, all on limiting beliefs, fears, and blocks and healing, will help and support you with that if you haven't got that already. So do look at those wounds coming up. Definitely for me, this is a theme for me right now. As I've been slowing down with my time off, the inner work has decided to rear its head. And I'm like, why, thank you. I wanted a hot girl summer of fun, abundance, and summer energy. And I'm in winter internal energy, but I'm actually really enjoying it at the same time. So although it's been challenging in some respects and obviously like processing and, you know, exploring that, it's actually also been a really rewarding time in other aspects, in other areas. So prioritize your self-love and self-care during this time. Again, when those kind of like self-worth issues come up, self-image, body image concerns come up, like, you know, loving yourself as much as you can, reminding yourself. And actually, I saw a really great post from Danielle Page the other day, because I found, and I don't know if anyone else has had this, maybe it's just me, but I'm starting to think this is not just me and that there must be something spiritual to this. But ever since we've moved into this house 2 months ago, I just put on a ton of weight, not loads, but like I just seem to bloat a lot more. And I haven't had this problem in a really long time because I'm so on it and I've done lots of different biohacking and things to really like support my body. And I've never, yeah, like the beginning of this year and even up until we moved, I've never really like thought, oh, I look a bit bloated or anything. You know, it's just been my usual body. But yeah, like ever since we've moved, but then I look and I'm like, well, the amount of like inner work and tests and challenges that have come up. So I also witnessed probably the stress levels have not been the best for a harmonious body. But it's really interesting because obviously I've got my Peloton, which I'm loving. I'm going for 2 walks a day. I'm eating as well as I can, yoga, dance, all the things that have worked so well for me. I'd also say I'm probably exercising more than I was before I moved. And yeah, it's sticking. It is sticking, and it's all in the stomach, all in the stomach. So I don't know if anyone else had this when they moved, or if it's a thing that when you move, there's something, but I definitely think it's linked to the inner work. And I definitely think there's something behind it, because I'm like, this is weird now. Like I've done all the things that I can think of and all the things, you know, to make sure I'm looking after myself in the best way possible. But anyway, I've gone massively off track with this, but Danielle Page, I saw the other day, when I was kind of feeling a bit like, oh, about the bloating and stuff. And obviously I got this photo shoot coming up and I was like, oh, I just don't feel myself at the moment. Like, weirdly, even though I do, I actually don't at the same time in my own body. But again, I think that's trauma related to some degree as well and processing. But Danielle Page posted a great post about, like, you chose this body. And I thought, what? Like, what? And she was like, you know, saying that, you know, when we chose our soul contracts, like, we chose to be in this body, we chose to be this certain weight, we chose to experience different health things and the things that we experience in our bodies. And it really just kind of like made me find a bit of peace with it, of like, actually, yeah, I have chosen to be in this body, and actually this body is perfect for this season of my life, and my body keeps me healthy. It's gone through so much, like, no wonder it's holding that bloatedness when it's had so much to process the last few months. And it hasn't been the easiest, smoothest ride since we've moved for various reasons. So, like, I kind of just found a lot of grace and peace with that. So if anybody's listening who's maybe feeling that self-image, body image kind of comparison or just frustration, or you're feeling that bloat as well, there is a lot going on collectively. And obviously, like, our bodies just do stuff. And Hannah always used to say to me, she said, Emma, like, as soon as you feel safe enough in that house, that weight is going to drop off. And it did to some degree, definitely. But I think it's a process of leaning in. So if you are feeling those body image concerns come up, you wrap yourself up in that self-love and self-care and reassess and communicate in your relationships. You know, is there any conversations that need to be had in your relationships, for example? And cultivating gratitude for growth opportunities is a big one as well. So embrace the Venus retrograde energy, as it's a time for introspection, healing, and aligning with your true desires. So transformation is the theme of this Venus retrograde. And I remember when we had one in 2020, actually, I don't really remember the 2021 one we had, but I remember the 2021, and it was a really big transformational time in my life, like, way for the better. So it happens every 18 months, and I think it's worth it. It may not feel like it at the moment, like, the retrogrades can test us, but they are always blessings. They are always teaching us things. They are always here to guide us to exactly where we're meant to be. So I hope that little bit of information on Venus retrograde helps as well, just because I feel like we need to know these things to fully align with the Lionsgate portal. Because, you know, every time we have these Lionsgate portals, it's not just going to be the same energy every year. We have different things impacting us with retrogrades, with moon cycles, with all sorts. So I think it's just good to know we are in 7 retrogrades if you're not feeling your most abundant, amazing queen self right now. And I know a lot of people who have really felt hit the last few months and weeks with inner work, with hardships, with adversity, with some really challenging stuff coming up. So I just want to wrap those people up in love and just say it's okay. Use this Lionsgate portal to manifest the feelings and emotions that you want to feel, and to feel that peace, feel that regulation, feel that, yeah, just feel that peace again. So let's talk more about Lionsgate then. So 8 is the number of abundance. So when we look at the numerology of the number 8, it is all about abundance. So rightly so, the 8th of the 8th would be the day of abundance, the day of manifestation. So some really good things that you could do today is to set some intentions, like, of what you would like to, well, not today, because you're probably not listening to this on the 8th of the 8th, but listen to this again on the 8th of the 8th, or write these notes down to do. But I would definitely set some intentions for the year ahead. So think about, where do I want to be in 12 months time? So that could be a really good journaling prompt. I've skipped ahead, but write this down. Where do I want to be in 12 months time? Because this will then allow you to have clarity of, like, where do I want to be? Not just what you want to manifest, but actually where do you want to be? Because sometimes we can set really clear intentions, but do we actually know where we want to be? Can we visualize the exact kind of, like, feelings and emotions and where we are and what we're doing? So I'm actually going to include in here in a second a little audio, and I want you to visualize everything that I'm going to walk you through. So you can wait for that. Don't worry, that's not coming up yet, but we're going to do that in a second.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That will probably help you to then journal upon this prompt afterwards of where do I want to be in 12 months' time? So not what do you want to manifest, but where do you want to be? And I think it's really important that you see where you want to be first to know, okay, well, if I'm not there now, what do I need to do or manifest in order to be that version of myself, to be experiencing those experiences, or in the place that I see myself in, or the house I see myself in, or the relationship I see myself in. So I feel for Lionsgate really strongly that we need to feel and see where we are first and where we want to be in 12 months' time to be able to set those powerful, fearless Lionsgate intentions. Scripting is also fantastic during this time as well. If you are more of a scripter, maybe you do the little visualization we're going to do and actually want to do some scripting afterwards. So scripting, if you're not aware, I do have a whole video on my YouTube all about scripting and what you can do and different types of scripting. But essentially, scripting is writing in present tense. So say, for instance, you see yourself at a job earning 50k next year. So then you would write in your scripting, you know, I'm at my dream job now. It's so much fun. Like, I have the most supportive, amazing team around me. I'm earning 50k a year and that feels so good and gives me so much financial freedom. So you would write it as if it's already happened. It's almost like a love letter to the universe or a love letter to yourself from your like future self. So a year from now on the next Lionsgate, 8/8/24, to your Lionsgate self here and now in the present moment. So you kind of like write to your current self as your future self, if that makes sense. So you always write it in present tense as if it's already happened. And I always encourage them to be like a love letter, because Leo's are very, like, I'm a Leo Venus. So literally I love through the sign of Leo. So I'm very loud and proud and, you know, very like, passionate with love, right? And I feel like that's, again, what this Leo energy is. It's about passion as well, not just confidence, not just fearlessness, passion. So write a passionate love letter to the universe, to your current day self, telling yourself all the things that are happening in 2024 from Lionsgate next year, like what's happened over from now until next Lionsgate, and where you are now. So if you feel like scripting is going to be your superpower there, absolutely do it. I've also got some Lionsgate content on my YouTube as well. Obviously, you've got manifestation meditations, subliminals. So I'll link those down below as well for ease, but you can go and have a look at them really easily on my YouTube channel, Emma Mumford. So even maybe like listening to subliminals or doing a nice manifestation meditation on the day would be really good. Obviously, I'm going to walk you through something in a second, but I think just really allow yourself to tune into what feels the most abundant practice for you. So the whole essence of Lionsgate is getting into the energy of abundance. So if you were to say, what is the one tip, Emma, you can give me for the most abundant thing I can do on Lionsgate? And it would be get into the energy of abundance. So what makes you feel the most abundant? So here's another journaling prompt for you. What makes me feel most abundant in life? So you could or just say, what makes me feel most abundant here and now, whatever, in life, here and now, whatever. But I want you to think about what activities or things that you do. Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's, I don't know, walking around a designer shopping place. Maybe it's eating good food with your friends. Maybe it's walking your dog. Like, everybody's version of abundance is going to be hugely different, and that's good. That's okay. Like, listen to what your version of abundance is, not just the examples that I've given you there. And think about, on Lionsgate, how can you be abundant as possible and feel abundant? So I want you to really challenge yourself to feel as abundant as possible on Lionsgate. So do those things that make you feel truly abundant and your rich queen self. Now, your rich queen self does not have to involve money. What I mean by rich queen self is rich in life, rich in abundance, rich in prosperity, rich in love, rich in joy. So again, I don't just mean money with that. It might mean money for some people, but choose what rich queen energy means to you. And I want you to really think about, on that day of Lionsgate, 8th of the 8th, how can I feel as abundant as possible today? What practices, tools, rituals, things that I can do that are going to make me feel the most abundant? Now, you're probably going to have work that day as well. So maybe work's not going to make you feel the most abundant, but honor where you're at and honor what you could do. Even if you do half an hour of an evening or in the morning, whenever you've got some time, or maybe on your lunch break, to just go out and do the things that make you feel the most abundant. Maybe that's going into town and getting yourself a nice posh coffee and a nice macaroon. Oh my God, I love doing that. Like, that to me makes me feel rich queen energy. So whatever makes you feel the most abundant. Now, again, it doesn't have to be richness, as in it makes you feel abundant and wealthy, but like actually abundant in joy, abundant in love, abundant in happiness. So again, abundance is not just about money. It's not just about wealth. It's not just about those things. Abundance can be defined in so many different ways. And it's abundant. You know, the word abundance is like an abundance of puppies, an abundance of flowers. So whatever is going to make you feel like you have a lot, like make you feel grateful, like make you feel like you are so blessed, because you are. We all are so blessed to be here living this experience. And, you know, experiencing and having the ability to manifest in our lives, right? So I would say, if you're struggling to think about what makes you feel the most abundant, or what abundant means to you, I would think about what brings you closer to joy and what brings you closer to gratitude and feeling blessed. So that's how I would almost like break that down even more. If you're struggling to kind of grasp that, or grasp what abundance or how you can feel as abundant as possible, basically just make yourself feel as joyful as possible on that day, because as we know, joy is the ultimate creator. So I've kind of gone through some journaling prompts already. I just want to recap them with you now so you have them again. So how can I step into my power more? This is a great question, especially with Leo energy. How can I step into my power more? So over the coming months, how can you step into your power more? Over this next year, how can you step into your power and fearlessly claim the life of your dreams? How can I embody more confidence? So again, another theme of Leo and Lionsgate is all about confidence. So how can I embody more confidence? Maybe that's the confidence to set bigger goals. Maybe that's the confidence to ask for more in life. Maybe that's the confidence to walk away from a relationship that's not serving you. Maybe that's confidence within yourself and your body image. Maybe that's confidence in a relationship, or confidence at work, you know, not getting up in front of your team and feeling like you're gonna, like, I don't know, combust when you do that presentation. Confidence can mean many different things. So I think really tune into where you can embody more confidence in your life this Lionsgate. Next one we've discussed already, what makes me feel the most abundant? And where do I want to be in 12 months' time? So let's go through that together then. So we're gonna do a short little visualization. So it's not going to take too long, but obviously if you can't give me your full attention now, if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, I would not do this now. Do not do this now. I would do this later on. So you can skip ahead and obviously listen to the rest of the episode, or you can come back and obviously sit with this when you've got more time and you're feeling more gentle with this and can give it your all, because you want to give it your all, you know? And I think this really ties into intentional manifesting as well. Like, we want to be super, super intentional on Lionsgate. And being intentional, as you know from my Being Intentional podcast episode, Try This and See Huge Abundance, is not about doing more. It's not about doing all these complex practices and taking up oodles of time in your day. It's doing the real things that make you feel super intentional to see the intentional benefits in your life. You don't want half-assed manifestations. You don't want a relationship to show up in your life be half-assed because you were half-assed with the manifestation. Remember, everything is a divine mirror in life. So you want to be super intentional in a way that feels right to you and that feels aligned so that your intention can be fully intentional and present with you. So give this exercise your full intention. Give your Lionsgate ritual or practice, whatever you're doing, your full attention and intention. So I just want you to close your eyes for me and take a deep cleansing breath in. And on the exhale, just releasing any stress or any tension from your day so far. And I want you now, through your mind's eye, to visualize yourself 12 months in the future. So the 8th of August, 2024. And just see yourself now in this scene, in this space. And just notice, what are you wearing? Where are you? Who are you with? And what's going on around you? And just take note of anything around you that seems significant or really stands out to you. And you're going to view this almost like a movie, so you can see this version of yourself in front of you. And I want you to walk up to this version of yourself now and give them a great big hug. And I want you to ask this version of you 12 months in the future what it is you need to be doing now to embody this reality. And listen to their response. And I want you now to ask this version of yourself if there's any tips or any advice they want to share with you to again help you embody this into your reality here and now on Lionsgate 2023. And I just want you to notice how you feel as you listen to this advice from your higher self, from this version of you. And again, thank them for their time and their wisdom and give them a great big hug. And as you step back now to where you were at the beginning of this scene, just take in the energy. Just notice everything around you and how vivid and vibrant this scene is. And how clear everything feels to you. On direction, on happiness. And I want you now to see yourself shrinking this image into an energetic ball and see this beautiful golden energy around the scene. So you now shrink this into a ball in front of your body, an energetic ball of light. And you see this beautiful golden energy surrounding this now. And your angels and spirit guides are going to bring in a beautiful orange fiery energy which now surrounds this ball of light too. And this is the Lionsgate portal, Liongate's energy, supercharging your desire, supercharging your reality, and supercharging abundance in all areas of your life. And as you hold this orb of light, this ball of light, this 12 months from now reality, I want you to see this merge with your aura field. So see this now merging into your body, into your aura field, into your heart center. So bring it closer to you now and see it merge fully until it has dissolved entirely. And just notice how you feel, how energized you feel, how vibrant you feel. That fire, that passion of Lionsgate within you now, guiding and supporting you to making the right decisions and bringing these desires into your reality. And I want you to just take a deep cleansing breath in. And on the exhale, just releasing and letting go now of anything no longer serving you. And as you feel yourself grounding back into your body, grounding back into this space, feeling lighter, feeling brighter, feeling so vibrant with life and manifestation energy. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. So I hope that was good. I hope you have enjoyed that. And you're feeling that beautiful Lionsgate fire and passion and energy within you now and your desire. And really think about now that you've come out of this little meditation, if you want to grab a notebook and do your journaling prompts now, you can always pause this. Just think about now, what makes you feel the most abundant now that you've done that meditation? What came through for you? What did your higher self say? Write it all down so you've got this and you're not going to forget it. So there you have it. There's your Lionsgate little practice and ritual. Obviously, I will be posting some little top tips and tools as well closer to the date on my Instagram, so you can have a look at that as well. But I hope you've really enjoyed this episode. I hope the little live interactive bits as well have been super fun. And I say as well, you know, make this day your own. Feel your most abundant queen self in whatever way that resonates with you. Do some scripting, do those journaling prompts I gave you, write out your goals for the next 12 months. Now that you've done that visualization exercise with me, think about, okay, so what are my goals? How can I break this down? If that's my reality and that's what I'm working towards, what is the goal? What is the desire? What is the intention that I need to manifest in order to have that reality in my life, become that version of myself and embody that? So really think about what goals and manifestations, desires you want to set for the next 12 months. You could do some scripting, that little love letter to yourself, maybe do some subliminals. I'll link them below for you. They're free on my YouTube. So again, get into the energy of manifestation. Just like National Tea Day, we celebrate tea. Let's celebrate manifestation. Let's celebrate you. Let's celebrate your incredible innate power to manifest everything that you want in your life. So I see Lionsgate as National Manifestation Day, basically. And, you know, we can just do some really intentional, juicy practices to help supercharge our desires. But again, we can do that every day of the year if we wanted to. But I think when we have this incredible little portal of energy, it's not really a little portal of energy, but, you know, an amazing, abundant portal of energy. It's just, why not? Why not use it? Why not be intentional? Why not feel your most abundant self that day? Because the only thing that's going to come from that is more abundance, more joy, and more happiness, and you manifesting your dreams, right? You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain with it. So I hope you're going to have lots of fun. Let me know how you get on. Let me know what you're going to do this Lionsgate as well in my Law of Attraction support group on Facebook or on my Instagram at I am Emma Mumford. But thank you all so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things law of attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you're up to, and a fabulous, abundant, magical Lionsgate, whatever you get up to as well. And I will see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.